use feelings of disappointment to manipulate someone into giving you your way, you program yourself to relate to your experience as a defeat. And this costs you your freedom. There is really nothing wrong with your situation. The present offers you a perfect opportunity. But you bind yourself to disappointment when you express yourself as a victim of your circumstances. You imagine your condition as a loss when you engage the sorrow of sacrifice and martyrdom. In the act of trying to convince another that he or she is taking unfair advantage of you, you convince yourself right out of the total freedom offered to you in the now. It's tempting to use pitiful feelings of disappointment and victimization to subtly coerce others into making more of a sacrifice for us. If we can make them feel guilty enough, they may just realize that they can take no pleasure in denying us of what we want. And that may cause them to surrender their free will for our happiness. The price we pay for this may be too subtle for us to recognize, even though it takes such a heavy toll on the quality of our lives and relationships. Only by practicing the act of looking within to examine your thoughts and feelings do you gradually awaken to such subtle manipulation games that cost you your integrity, your self-respect, your happiness, your mutually supportive relationships. You use negative emotion to manipulate others when you express disappointment, disapproval, dissatisfaction over the choices they make. You use your unhappiness then as a weapon. The closer they are to you, the more disturbing your unhappiness feels to them. You know this unconsciously until you wake up to what you are up to within. You use the disturbing influence of your unhappiness to prod them into acting on your behalf. Paying attention to your thoughts and feelings reveals that your feelings attune you to your perspectives. Living in feelings of gratitude begins to reveal all that you have to feel grateful for. Practice feeling gratitude long enough, and you see no reason not to feel grateful. When you express feelings of disappointment, those feelings attune you to a perspective that reveals only the costs, the losses that you must suffer. In every situation, you have gains and losses. Disappointment tunes you into the losses, and gratitude tunes you into the gains. Both perspectives are true, but you get to live in the truth you choose. Negative feelings deprive you of inspiring and empowering points of view. You live in your view. You experience what you're aware of. Feelings of disappointment lead you into a sorry reality. The longer you live in disappointment, the stronger and deeper it grows. As that occurs, you experience more and more loss in your life. Feelings are contagious. The stronger your feeling of disappointment, the more that feeling draws everyone around you into a similarly negative feeling state. Individuals who want to feel happy, who want to experience success and abundance and freedom, will avoid you or leave you alone. Those who remain with you will increasingly resent you, as they feel themselves being sucked into a reality, a life, a world that fails them. Using feelings of disapproval and dissatisfaction to manipulate others works just like disappointment. In disapproval, all you can see and feel is wrong. In feelings of dissatisfaction, all you can see and feel is displeasing. You cut yourself off from the infinite good ever present in the now by dwelling on anxious feelings of dread as well, and using that to get your way. When you feel disturbed in any way, let that feeling be. Let it be conscious, Just be aware of it. Examine it. Look at it. Don't hold on to it. And don't use it to get your way. If you pay close attention, you'll see that the negative emotional states, moods, and attitudes you engage in, you're using to get your way. And they always inevitably fail you. Every feeling that you have will naturally pass on its own and leave you in peace if you let it. Don't resist how you feel. And definitely don't identify any negative feeling emotional state as the way you truly feel, as the only reasonable or right way to feel, or as a necessary way to feel. To help yourself return to peace, take deep, relaxing breaths. Gently ease yourself into peace, into truly peaceful acceptance and trust of whatever is. Stop telling yourself what's going on. Stop thinking about what's happening. And stop telling yourself that what's happening is wrong. Just open your heart and your mind to experience what is happening right now. Look for the good that is happening right now. The good begins with a feeling. It's your natural way of feeling. It's your natural way of feeling when you don't impose unhappiness upon yourself. That's right. You impose unhappiness upon yourself whenever you feel unhappy. You're just falling into an automatic, pre-programmed, negative, emotional, habitual reaction. You're naturally happy, loving, kind, trusting. You're naturally in a state of harmony. We can prove this because you don't have to make yourself feel in harmony. You just have to observe how you make yourself feel distressed. When you see how you do that, you can stop it. So the real key to inner freedom is the practice of directing your awareness within, to see how you're treating yourself, to see what you're up to see what you're using. Growing self-awareness leads you into healing feelings of peace. Your inner peace grows by small degrees the more you allow yourself to live in it, the more you choose it. In feeling peace, love, gratitude, faith, feelings of success and fulfillment all grow, and these attune you to the realities that reinforce, nurture, and expand those healthy and contented feeling states. You'll soon see every reason to feel great and no reason to feel worse. You'll discover more and more things going your way, more and more of what you want coming your way, including the support, assistance, understanding, sensitivity, tenderness, care, and cooperation that you used to futilely rely on negative emotional manipulation to bring you.